Okay, I move to come out of executive session. Or, yeah.
Her?
Sessioner.
Second.
All in favor, say yes.
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 Now, out of the executive session, back in regular session. You as chairman again, and this is your bill. I mean, my bill, we're gonna do something with it, 17.
1778, yeah. Then I guess I'm not, I'm the chair. Okay, Congressman Shaw.
I'd like to make a motion to report out ONCA 1778 to Congress with a no recommendation.
Second.
Motion's made in second, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. 1778 will go with no recommendation. Okay, I would like to turn the chair back over to Congressman Supernol.
Alright, I was gonna make a motion, 1779.
Well, we haven't really discussed.
Right, now you're addressing, you're addressing.
Well, we did. We did, but not officially. We didn't address it as an agenda item.
Okay, alright, we're gonna officially discuss 1779.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 1779, we have alluded to it in our previous discussion because it related to ONCA 1778. The ethics code is mentioned this morning and sent out in an email. The Osage Nation ethics law actually prohibits any board member for serving on more than one board. And that was what precipitated the conundrum for the executive branch, by which they were, had requested that the Osage LLC, current Osage LLC board members, except for the new appointee, to resign to get in compliance with the Osage Nation ethics law. It just occurred to me that perhaps one option, other than to implement 1778, was simply to waive that restriction for these two particular boards. You know, in general, that sounds like a good idea. You know, we certainly didn't want to waive the restriction entirely, but simply to waive it for these two particular boards until such time that you ever wanted to change it back. I can't imagine that, but you know, Osage LLC is there for, we think, a limited time. Once the 8A assets are transferred, if and when that occurs, really their only residual look of business or first role and responsibility is to oversee those lawsuits. I don't even know if that requires a board, to be honest with you. And so it seems unnecessary for an entire new set of board members to come in to a board that's about to wind down, who are unaware of the history. So anyway, with that thought in mind, I worked with legislative counsel and put together ONC 1779. Now, currently the language under C, the only change is under C. If you could scroll up, Dan, so we can see the C in the section one. Yeah. Says board members of any Osage Nation Enterprise Board, Business Board, or Advisory Board may only serve on one board of the Osage Nation at a time. Current language. And then if you look at the new language, which is C is basically restated, board members of any tribal enterprise board, business board, or advisory board may only serve on one board of the Osage Nation at a time, except that board members of Tallgrass Economic Development LLC are permitted to serve on the board of Osage LLC. So really, it's limited to that one set of boards. Again, because of their unique and unprecedented relationship, I feel like consideration of that type of wavered language is good for the Osage Nation.
I have one question. Should we include an amendment that can only be paid by one board?
I don't think I put that in ethics law.
Yeah.
I don't think that, you know, I thought about that, but legislative council is going to have to require two amendments or two pieces of legislation. In an effort to try to keep it simple, I felt that just trying to allow that one, it's one circumstance to allow board members to serve on the same board would be adequate. I was hopeful that the Congress, this committee, would agree to continue our previous practice that where the expectation was that the board members, Tallgrass and Osage LLC would pay themselves out of their operation budget without additional legislation required.
Alright, have a motion on the motion.
I'm going to report OCA 1779, Congress with the DuPass recommendation.
Second.
I'll end the discussion, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
Alright, that 17.
79.
79, Congress with the DuPass recommendation, then back up to 1778. That bill tables to the call of care, so this will need to.
Yeah, we already reported that within no recommendation this long ago.
We don't need to take off the table, I got the motion, I said I have to.
We took it off and we already voted on it.
Okay, because I didn't hear the taking off of. I just.
We probably did.
We probably just.
We did.
It was assumed.
Stuck it there and did it.
Alright, well, how about.
I moved to adjourn.
Adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Let's go home.
We're good, okay.
I'm ready to go home.
Alright, I got to. Need it.
Oh, boy.
Need it.
Calm, Marcia.